Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Jay Ree on Twitter, please keep laughing at the callers. It's actually funny listening to these callers continue to say JD needs to learn to throw from the pocket. They have amnesia. Did anyone see how much Lamar was under duress last night? That's about as much as JD was against Green Bay. I'd actually argue he was under more duress against the Packers. Yeah, look, it's not all the callers. It's a few, like just a couple. Most people, Jay Ree, I think, understand what Jaden Daniels is and the big differences between the Packers as an opponent last Thursday night and the game plan against the Packers versus what Marcus had against the Raiders. And I'm not taking anything away from Marcus's performance. He was great. Shifting to a new topic with phone lines open at 301-230-0980. Who are your top three Washington performers through the first three games of the season? 301-230-0980. I think Dorrance Armstrong has been the best player through the first three games. Doesn't mean that I think he's the best player on the team. I think he's performed the best. He leads the NFL in pressures. He leads the NFL in pressure rate. He's been outstanding. His versatility is really, really is such a plus. I think Witt Jr. spoke to that last week or maybe the week before. Number two on my list, Javon Kinlaw. His presence has been felt. His size. Daron now isn't the guy that they, you know, essentially target most of the time to double team. And then number three for me is Deebo Samuel. It was tough for me to leave Daron out of my top three, but I did. But he's just on the outside looking in. But he did not play. No one played great against Kinlaw played okay, but nobody played that great against Green Bay. Armstrong, Kinlaw, Deebo, my 1, 2, 3. Max goes Payne 1, Amos 2, Armstrong 3. 301-230-0980. Your top three performers through the first three games of the year. Samaj, go ahead, kick it off for us.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking my call, Max.
Sure.
Appreciate you guys. And, hey, we are simpatico, fellas. Between the two of you, you got my three. I'm starting off with Kinlaw. He has been, to my surprise, maybe it's because I didn't watch the Niners enough, but he has been every bit of what we lost in Allen and maybe then some because he's just a bigger body.
Yeah.
And then second is Payne. Payne right with him. I've been loving the stoutness of our tackles. We've been pretty stout up front on the defensive side, and I've been loving that because I'm all about the line of scrimmage in football, period. And then Deebo on this one. When I go to the offensive side, he's the only person that jumps out as far as consistently making plays. So those are my three. And if I got to give a fourth one, I'm going to say the RB room. I like the running back room as a whole. That's my guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hail to the W with a feather. bring back my logo, the Chief and Commander. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thank you, Samaj. Phone lines are open. There's a line or two open if you want to jump on. Your top three performers through the first three games of the year. Let's go to JYD. JYD, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
What's up, JYD?
I would say it's going to be, like you said, Armstrong, and then I got to give it to Debo. And then I like Payne. Payne is really performing like he's looking for another bag, another big chip.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. It's not technically a contract year, but they could easily move on from Duron at the end of this year because there's no more money, guaranteed money left on his deal. Duron knows that. I think Duron has thrived a bit without kind of, you know, big brother, good friend, Alabama cohort, John Allen next to him. I'm not suggesting anything that was wrong with John Allen. John was a pro's pro, and John was a really good player. I think he's playing pretty well in Minnesota. I haven't really followed it closely. I think in the opener he played pretty well for the Vikings. That is an interesting defensive team, you know, with Brian Flores. They take big risks. They really come after you. They really try to be disruptive. And they clearly were on Sunday against Cincinnati. I mean, 48-10, turnovers galore. I'm pulling up right now to see if John has any sacks so far. No sacks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
No sacks. He's up there among the tackling leaders, top five on the team in tackles, but no sacks so far for John. But, I think I've always felt this way. Most of you know this. I think Duron's talent is off the charts. I think everybody recognizes that. That's not news breaking. He is a freak athletically. By the way, Kinlaw is freakish athletically, too. And Duron, it's always been about sort of consistency and week in and week out providing the same level of effort, urgency. And there were some games in which, you know, he's getting double teamed and nobody else is. And, you know, were the double teams, him taking the double teams working? Was the defensive scheme the right scheme for him? Yeah, I like what Duron's doing a lot. Robert in D.C. Robert, go ahead. Who are your top three performers through the first three games of the season?
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking my call. I like, sure. I definitely like Kinlaw on that defensive line. And you got to put Deron Payne with him because they don't change how you going to be able to attack us. You're not running up that middle like they used to. Teams used to just run up the middle. So now with them two, Payne and on Kinlaw, they don't shut that down. And you got like Debo, man. Debo playing like Debo. You know, he looked like the old Debo. He is a force to reckon with. There's some more people I recognize, but I take them three right there, man.
All right. Those are good. Yeah, it sounds like we're all kind of landing on the same players. Like, who are we really leaving out from this group? I mean, I left Payne out, but I've got him right there on the edge. I think those four players, I mean, Max threw in Amos. And Trey Amos has definitely been their best cover corner, and I think he looks the part through three games. Again, you know, they got shredded by the Packers. There were miscommunications Sunday against the Raiders. That was kind of on my list of things that I thought were concerning. Again, you know, when Geno had some time, which wasn't much for much of the game, there were a lot of what appeared to be issues on the back end. I mean, Geno ended up throwing for nearly 300 yards in the game. A lot of that garbage yards, yes. But Trey Tucker was open a lot. Jacoby Myers on that first play of the game was open. 10 Thornton could really run. You know, they kind of put Bowers in check. You know, the best defensive play, Amos made one, but Lattimore made, no, it was Will Harris, my fault. Will Harris made the play on Brock Bowers in the end zone early in the game before he left the game. That throw, that fade to Bowers in the end zone, that was Will Harris, right? I think it was.
It was.
Defensively. All right. Quinn said something yesterday about the running back by committee that they went to on Sunday. I want you to hear that. He also talked about Josh Connerly's game on Sunday. He was matched up against Max Crosby, not exclusively, but how did he play? Quinn had looked at the tape, and I thought his answer on this was interesting. You'll hear some of Dan Quinn from yesterday when we come back. Kevin Sheehan showed the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.